John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street, as some developments in terms of retail sales and jobs are somewhat positive, John.
Well, they are, and every Thursday we talk about the number of individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. We call that initial jobless claims, and the number continues to drop. The forecast was for 330,000 people to file for the first time last week. It was 315,000, and that was down from the previous week, which was 323. We get that every Thursday. Then once a month, we get some numbers from the government that tell us about retail sales, and these numbers are good, too. Of course, they are a little bit hard to interpret because of weather. Retail sales numbers last month up 0.3%. That's better than was forecast and much better than the decline of 0.6% the previous month. Even if you take out sales of automobiles and sales of gasoline, which distort the numbers, retail sales numbers still up 0.3%. Both those numbers not only better than the previous month, but better than the experts expected. Well, yesterday there was kind of a bomb that was dropped in the lap of the people who run Herbalife, and you may remember that we've been talking about this for a number of months. Herbalife is a company that there are two huge billionaires that run hedge funds. One's Bill Ackman. He's the guy that was the majority owner in JCPenney and tried to turn it around. Well, he's been contending for a year or so that Herbalife is nothing more than a pyramid scheme, been trying to get the government to take a look at them. He's made a $1 billion short bet, which means he's betting that the stock is going to drop. Carl Icahn, one of the other most well-known activist investors and hedge fund managers, has taken the other side. It's turned into a war of words. Well, yesterday the Federal Trade Commission entered it, and they said they've opened a civil investigation in Herbalife. They won't disclose what it's about, but it's got to be about these allegations that Herbalife is really nothing more than a pyramid scheme. And the stock dropped about 7.3% yesterday on that news. Herbalife issued this statement that says, Herbalife welcomes the inquiry given the tremendous amount of misinformation in the marketplace, and we will cooperate fully with the FTC. We are confident that Herbalife is in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations. So sometimes the stock market is kind of interesting, and it kind of reminds you of a soap opera sometimes if you look beyond the headlines. And speaking of that, here's another one that merits some discussion. That's General Motors. You probably have heard that General Motors is recalling 1.6 million vehicles that were made back in 2005 to 2007. The problem is a faulty ignition switch, and what happens is if you have a heavy keychain or some object hanging on your keychain, one of those 2005 to 2007 vehicles, it causes the ignition switch in some cases to switch into the off position, and then that means that you have a wreck, and it means the airbags don't deploy. Well, it turns out that GM knew about this as early as 2001. Here's another interesting tidbit. Last year, the government, in fact, the fourth quarter of last year, the government sold its final positions in General Motors. You know, we bailed them out, and the GM was referred to as Government Motors. The government was the largest stockholder. Well, it just so happened they sold all of their shares last year, and now this comes out and the stock's down 14% this year. I wonder if the government's capable of investigating themselves for insider trading. If it was one of us, they would be. Williams-Sonoma reporting fourth quarter net that's up significantly and beating the street, and they're raising their dividend. Stock's up pre-market. Dollar General says that fourth quarter last year, including the holidays, was less than expected, but still better than most retailers. Fourth quarter sales up almost 7%. Same-store sales up 1.3%. They made more money than the previous quarter, but the stock's down about 2%. But they say their same-store sales will be at 3 to 4% this year. That's something that Walmart would gladly take if they could produce those numbers. And lastly, seems like I always talk about some kind of food. Krispy Kreme, fourth quarter profit tripled 2013 over 2012, same store sales up, and they're raising their share share repurchase by 60%. Their stock's up almost 3% before the market opens. And by the way, it appears that in spite of all the focus about healthy eating, donuts are still popular, at least they are with me.
They absolutely are. That is healthy for me, I think. John, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He looks at the health of your finances, too. If you have a question about something he brought up, he'd love to hear from you. You could visit with him at 820 South 21st Street at Stern, Agee & Leach, or you could call him at 479-782-2527.